Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
It said, the crowd loves you, Javi. Told KB to stay forever. Yeah, I was feeling it. I was in the presence of a meatball, and I was out meatballing the meatball that day.
You were out here being a hype man.
I really was. Who's the guy in Cypress Hill?
Be Real.
We're going out.
Yeah.
Sendog.
Oh, that's right. Sendog. Be Real. Sendog is the hype man for.
So Be Real says,
we ain't going out like that. We ain't going out like that.
And Sendog says, we ain't going out.
Not Dan McNeil.
We ain't going out like that, Chicago.
Oh, no.
It's out of the membrane. Not for a heater.
I thought it was Carlos Boozer.
M1! Go get him, Joe!
M1! Yeah!
Because Carlos Boozer was the hype man on those Bulls.
He was.
But
oh, I could just kill a man. Did you see that on captivate.com?
Did you see that Cypress Hill played with the London Symphony Orchestra, finally?
Wasn't that a couple years ago. Wasn't that a Simpsons thing?
It was a Simpsons thing that became actual life.
Hello, bands. Who is playing with the London Symphony Orchestra? Come on, people. Somebody order the London Symphony Orchestra. Possibly while high. Cypress Hill, I'm looking in your direction.
Yeah, we think we did. Do you know Insane in the Brain?
We mostly know classical, but we could give it a shot.
Now this I like.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Got Alex. He's dealing with all of our nonsense in the hallways. Tanny with a brilliant open. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hell,
we've got a lot of stuff for you to do, and we have a very short show.
5 pound bag.
Jeremy Piven is going to be in studio with us at 4 o'clock.
We're going to play movie snippets from Piven and have some fun. Can't wait.
I hope he appreciates that.
I hope so, too.
Cam Buckner is going to join us. I'm guessing we'll talk, Illini football, Bears football, Cubs baseball, apparently.
Cubs internship in his past, I learned during the break. But, yeah, I think we'll talk about whatever it is that the city is still trying to get done with the Bears.
Yeah, and maybe we'll find out what the negotiating style of the Bears has been all along. Nico Horner will join us in about 10 minutes. And this Cubs team gets back to work, but they get back to work after a day off and now a string of games that's going to have them playing for a very long time.
26 games in 27 days. And the topic, as we discussed yesterday, was broached by Craig Counsell on our show and then in pregame over the weekend, that it's time to start seeing some guys get some rest. Kyle Tucker, Pete Crow Armstrong, and Dansby Swanson have all played every single one of the Cubs' 59 games. And then four others have played 55. Ian Happ has only played 50 because of the first injured list stint of his career. He was on with Layla and Marshall earlier today and said, yes, the guys are expecting Craig Counsell to give them some rest in this stretch.
Because of the way our schedule laid out, we got a ton of off days in April and May because of the two extra days from Japan. They kind of stacked our off days early so that we weren't at an advantage towards the end of the season versus other teams about having a bunch of off days. So kind of how the schedule worked out, we got to have a bunch of these off days and really be rested in the first 2 months. And now we're going to have to play that schedule where we have two off days in a month. And we're going to have a ton of games in a row here. And I think we're all prepared physically to do that. You're definitely going to see a few off days for some of the guys that have been playing every single day at some point. And I think the travel aspect of this is we're going to be bouncing around a little bit, but I think it's the same. I don't think it changes the way you prepare mentally. I think it's the same thing. We're going to go out and play our brand of baseball and see where that shakes.
I know that people bristle at the idea of load management when it comes to professional athletes, but especially for the grind of baseball, and I would probably throw in hockey too because of the physical demands and the schedule, you have to find days for your guys when you're on stretches like this.
Yeah.
And it looks like Craig Counsell, like, that's part of his managerial package.
You know, I remember what Joe Maddon used to say, like, oh yeah, he's going to be in sneakers today. So like, so not just like get him off his feet, but literally do not put on cleats. Like, I don't want just put on sneakers and just hang around the team in the dugout, and we'll see. So now every day when the Cubs lineup comes out, we'll be like, all right, where's Vidal Brujan today? Who's he playing for today? Is he in right field? I'm going to guess that Suzuki's in right tonight.
Let me see if their lineup is posted. And Cubs lineup is not posted yet.
I'll go ahead and say Kyle Tucker is getting a day off. Or maybe tomorrow against Mackenzie Gore, because that's the good lefty on that team. But we'll see. So every day we'll see the lineup. I can tell you this. The Detroit Tigers loom over the weekend for the Cubs.
They had some BP last night on the south side.
Yeah, here's how you know that they feel that way too. A.J. Hinch has said they're going to wait a day. Tarek Skubal is not going to pitch here against the White Sox.
Oh.
He's going to pitch Friday night against the Cubs in Detroit.
So those tickets I had for Thursday.
Sorry.
Scared, huh? I get it.
I get it. You're right, Tanny. That's all it is.
Dude,
fear.
They've already sold 40,000 tickets for the Saturday game against the Cubs. Sunday is kids' day. They're expecting like almost 120 grand for this weekend series in Detroit.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you got to, you get scared against the White Sox. We see how it is, Hench. We need to take a break. Why don't we talk to a player about this? Nico Horner is going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on all of it next here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Batting six, second baseman number two, Nico Hoerner.
Hello, I got places to be.
Nico Hoerner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
Got good hair. He's jacked, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm jealous.
It's called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Cubs wins and dates with Bruce. It's a great thing.
Double dates. Wow.
All right, guys, Nico Hoerner.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
A ground ball hit to short, fielded by Swanson to second for one. Hoerner to turn to first.
Swanson to second. Hoerner to first.
Double play.
6-4-3.
It's Nico. You know, the ball's going to be in play. It's going to go everywhere. And, you know, you love Nico in those situations.
Fat ball down the first baseline. Off the sidewall. One run is in. PCA coming home.
Where contact is so valuable, but it's gonna be everywhere.
Two run single, Nico Hoerner. Cubs lead 7-2.
Nico Hoerner on 670 to score.
How fun is that?
It's a lot of damn fun. The Cubs are gonna get back to business tonight. They are taking on the Washington Nationals. The pregame will start at 5:05 this afternoon. There is no lineup yet for the Cubs posted on MLB.com. Let's ask Nico if he's in the lineup. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. All right, Nico, you playing tonight?
I'm in there.
All right.
See?
I'm in there.
It's good news.
Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Nico Hoerner in the Cubs lineup tonight.
Because we heard, Nico, that rest time is coming. Now that you got 26 games, 27 days. So are you prepared to take a day off every once in a while? Do you want to?
Who said that?
Craig said certain guys were going to get rest. He didn't say you specifically.
But considering how many games you've played.
Yeah, do you ever want a day off?
I mean, there's times when it makes sense. And the frustrating part is like when you know you're going to have times when you really need one. And then you have to take one when you're feeling good. And that's when it doesn't really sit right as a player. But sometimes, you know, people have your better interests in mind. So we're fortunate to have some good depth this year. And yeah, we'll see.
So do you get a voice? Do you get a voice in that way with Craig?
Sometimes. I mean, obviously it's his job. It's his call. So he ultimately makes those decisions. But yeah, he listens to his players for sure.
So when it comes to trying to figure out a day off, because, you know, those of us that have square jobs, like we depend on like the holidays to kind of start or end a vacation. You play on holidays, but do you say to, are you like, I really want the night game off after a day game at Wrigley, or vice versa? What suits you personality wise when it comes to you asking for a day off?
Yeah, I've never done that before. So, never asked for one. I think the day game after the night game tends to be when, you know, managers want to get guys a day and stuff like that. But our schedule is pretty random as is, so you're going to have a lot of kind of to and fro. But yeah, I mean, I've missed four games already this year, so I'd rather not miss a whole lot more. But we'll see.
Yeah, it's clearly an honor. It sounds like there's an honor for you in showing up as often as possible and playing as often as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole beauty is, like, how you feel rarely translates to how you play. So it's the only guarantee is just giving yourself an opportunity most of the time. So obviously you don't want to be stupid and risk turning small things into big things or stuff that can really hurt the team down the stretch. But otherwise, should be in there.
Dansby has played in every game. PCA has played in every game. Tucker's played in every game. Will Dansby sit down if you ask him, or if Craig asks him, or if anybody asks him?
Yeah, I think Rossi gave him some days kind of mandatory, I think, at some point.
He did.
No, for the most part, he wants to be in there. It's kind of what he was raised on, and I think the more guys you have wired that way, the better. And if it's a tough conversation to get them off the field, you'd rather have that than trying to get the guys on the field.
Agreed. Nico Horner on the Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of asterisk-free checking. More at huntington.com/yourmoney. What's the vibe in the clubhouse these days? You guys are playing good ball.
Yeah, good ball. It's like, you know, I think a sense of appreciation of winning in different types of ways. I know we've talked about that, but this past week didn't score as many runs. And, you know, our bullpen has been so good for probably like 6 weeks now. It's been incredible, and starting pitching as well. So just continuing to win in different ways. And every homestand at Wrigley, I feel like, is its own important thing. And so to continue to take care of business at home and do it in front of our fans. And yeah, it was great.
Yeah, man. It's like, I know we've talked about it, but it's just, it seems like everybody's got that kind of collective attentiveness. Like everybody's on point seemingly, you know, all game long. And it's just like, I remember the Brewers were called a button up team by Cliff Floyd a couple years ago, 'cause they just like were on point. It feels like you guys are now a button up team where like situations are under control for you guys. That's the way it feels watching.
Yeah. And I mean, there's still lots of change happening throughout the year. You look at guys in different roles, and even since opening day, things have changed around in the rotation and the bullpen, and you know, that evolution never really stops, but continue to find guys that are reliable and piecing it together as best we can. And I think we've got a pretty good group for it.
How's the vibe when Daniel Palencia comes in for a ninth inning these days?
Yeah, I mean, obviously with a closer, the biggest thing is just anybody who can get three outs and win you the game. But it is more fun when your guy throws 102 and has some flair to it and mound presence, and he lets the clock run down till one and waits for the hitter, and he's in charge, and nothing like over the top with antics. It's just kind of a real sense of confidence and attacking guys, and he's using his slider enough to get him off his fastball, and just been really fun to see him continue to embrace that role. And you know, had that tough outing in Miami that didn't go his way, and immediately was right back on it, which I think is the best sign for a bullpen guy, because there's going to be more days like that, unfortunately, and it's just all about how you respond, and he's been amazing.
I don't think I've watched the wait till 1 second dynamic with enough detail, but that's a fun way to try and have a little edge as a closer, isn't it? Play that little mind game?
Yeah, he did that from pretty early on when he was called up, I remember, but especially if a hitter uses their timeout already, he's often waiting until the last second. And it, to me, and some guys are joking about it, almost like it's like he's just waiting and like charging up in order to throw like a ball as hard as he can. So that's kind of what it looks like to me.
Well, that was one of the things that kind of went into this, is that the idea of the pitcher being able to take as much time to get that power bar back up, and then all of a sudden here's 102, you know, like that, maybe that's not completely fair to hitters that they take all the time in the world. So I know some people think of it more as a hitting clock than a pitching clock.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe. I can see that.
By the way, it's good to know Nico is not a liar. I have before me the Cubs lineup today, and he is indeed in it.
All right, I was guessing Suzuki and Wright for Kyle Tucker. Tell me what we got.
Congratulations. Thank you very much. Correct. Thank you. Here's the Cubs lineup today. Ian Happ in left, Seiya Suzuki in right, Pete Armstrong in center. Carson Kelly is the catcher. Michael Bush plays first base. Daniel Swanson plays shortstop. Nico Horner, our friend, will bat seventh and play second base. Justin Turner is the DH today. And Matt Shaw, batting ninth, playing third. And, of course, Cade Horton will pitch.
So there you go. Kyle Tucker has like three or four little tiny little injuries or something. Like, he seems like he's okay, but I mean, that stuff happens, right? He's got like a bloody nose and there's a pinky. And there's a few things, it seems, for Kyle.
Yeah, he kind of did a number on the whole body on that slide, it seemed like. So I don't have any juicy details on that. But, yeah, that one got the better of him. It seemed like it happens. Yeah, it happens. But he's a tough guy. He wanted to obviously stay in and took another at bat afterwards, hit a double, of course. But
of course,
yeah, hopefully he's all right soon.
Nico, we had a conversation over a couple different shows last week about base running, and you're an awesome base runner. So I want to know how much time do you spend on that? Like, we see guys in the cage, we see guys taking grounders. How much of your day is the thought on base running, on whether you're going to run on a pitcher catcher combination? How does it work?
Yeah, I mean, we got our hitters meeting here pretty soon. So we'll go over it as a group, the starting pitcher, and then first day of the series, we go over like bullpen guys we can really target if there's opportunities there. So it's more on the coaching side, them really doing deep dives and doing a lot of work for us, honestly. But then it helps a ton to see video ahead of time, so you're not seeing it for the first time when you're on the field if there is something to target. And then spring training, there was definitely more this year physically, getting out there on the base paths, working on different jumps and things like that. There's still been a good bit of that so far this year, but it's mainly the conversations going into the day.
Watching you guys do first to third and second to home has been outstanding so far this year too. And I know that's, you know, you've got a third base coach that helps you along with all of that, but even like the technique of cutting the bases the right way, do you even think about it? Or at this point, have you done it enough where it's second nature?
No, I feel like I've learned a ton about base running in the big leagues, honestly. I think obviously emphasis on college and stuff, but there's so many more nuances to the game now. And I guess something else to bring up is like, sometimes the first day of a series, we'll go over plays from the previous series that really stood out. And I think there's a level of accountability there too, good, bad, everything in between, but just having that shown in front of your teammates and staff and just kind of holds everybody to a high standard, regardless of score or situation of the game, just that we're always checking those boxes as well as we can.
You know, there's a stat on Baseball Savant, a team stat, extra bases taken. Are you hip to that as a team stat?
Yeah, so it'd be like if you went two bases on a single or three bases on a double, right?
Yeah, yeah. The Diamondbacks are number one. Tigers are number... Yeah, right? They're good, and they have been. Tigers are number two. And the Cubs are number three. I mean, out of 30. Nice. That's pretty awesome. Nice.
Yeah.
So
we might have gotten hurt on that going station to station against the position players at some point, so who knows?
All right, speaking of the Tigers, you guys get them on Friday. You're not going to look past the Nationals, but the Tigers are kind of looking past the White Sox. They decided to have Tarek Skubal not face the White Sox in Chicago this week.
But, oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
And you guys get Tarek Skubal on Friday night in the opener of that series in Detroit. They're expecting mm-hmm. huge crowds. This should be a fun one. Little opportunity for a bit of a measuring stick. You looking forward to facing Skubal? He's the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, it feels like he does have a strong claim to that, doesn't he? That 103 to finish the game the other day, that was pretty amazing. That was one of those moments where, like, kind of look around the clubhouse like, whoa, that was different. Like, you know, obviously we're all aware of each other in the sport, and when people are doing special things, it really stands out. And he's been on quite a roll for the last 2 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, he won the Cy Young and then got better.
Yeah, it's a good trend.
Yeah, it's a
good. That'll be awesome. It's a team that's playing really well. We played them towards the end of the year last year when they were really getting hot, and they didn't have the starting pitching depth at that point, but their bullpen was really dialed in, and that ended up carrying them just some success down the stretch. And yeah, it'd be fun to have a big atmosphere there, and it seems like the fans are really getting behind that team. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we all know what it's like when there's heat and energy at Wrigley. What's it like when you go into a hostile environment and there's a good crowd with good energy that you're playing on the road?
Yeah, I think that's kind of everything that you want, just to feel like you're a part of something that means a lot. I think, you know, San Diego was pretty cool this year. I remember us talking about that, being impressed by the crowds they had on like Monday, Tuesday night there. And yeah, it's cool. It's what you want to see. And just for the sport as a whole, you want to see big crowds. You want to see fans that love their team and big energy and star players. It's a fun to be a part of and compete in.
All right, enough baseball.
Baseball?
Well, I mean, I love baseball, but I also love pineapple on pizza, and so does Nico Horner. And I mean, I'm told, Nico, that you have made contact with the folks over at Rinaldi's, that you guys are now in touch, and the Nico Horner special is underway. What can you tell us about the progress for the pizza?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of rough drafts of sorts. It looks tasty. It looks like something I would put my name on. I'm planning on going over for a
taste testing. Let's go.
When we get back home from this extensive road trip. And yeah, put some, I heard word that it could use a little more heat. So we're kind of bouncing back and forth between jalapenos or just more crushed red pepper, thinking maybe a chili oil if that was doable, but you already have the hot honey. So a lot of directions you could go there. I'm sure people will have their opinions, but I got to see it in person and get in the kitchen back there. Maybe flip some pies. I don't know. I'm down.
There we go. That's the video that the world needs to see.
That's exciting.
Is Nico at the oven. Now, we know that the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture.
But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tester pizza, I think that's the technical term. The tester pizza was cooked on Saturday evening, and then you went 3 for 4 on Sunday. There's been an
science.
Science? Are you declaring that as science?
Yes. Correlation.
Not causation necessarily.
Straight up correlation.
I mean,
yeah, we need more pizza, more pizza, more spice, more pineapple, more hits. Cubs win.
All right, understand. Now, one other thing. Last time you mentioned that you had some trusted tasters that you had been reaching out to for their pizza opinions.
Yeah.
Could you share any of those names? Because I think I know one of those names of the people you reached out to.
Who do you got?
I'm told that Danny Parkins was texted.
Danny Parkins. Yeah, he had some helpful insight, thoughts on the process, how to have fun with it, but still respect it. You know, important stuff like that.
Are there any of the testers in your clubhouse?
That's a good question.
Oh yeah. I think we're going to have a little pizza party at some point here and kind of inaugurate it properly. So that's the plan.
Oh, okay. So wait, out of the guys in your clubhouse and now they see you with this type of shine.
Oh man.
Is there anyone in the clubhouse like, wait a minute, I deserve a pizza too?
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, J-Mo would be into that kind of thing. He's always kind of got a little side something going on and interests and random little hobbies, and he would definitely have a strong opinion on, but I think for the most part, guys will let me have this shine.
J-Mo, Jameson Taillon has come up a lot around these parts here. There was a member of the morning show crew who took umbrage at the quality start stat, and in regards to Jameson Taillon, and I believe called him called his performance hot garbage on that particular night. And we stood up and defended both the quality start stat as a cumulative measure and Jameson Taillon.
Speaking of correlation and causation,
I can't help but notice he is absolutely shoving since that incident. Yes. Can you confirm there's any causation or correlation there?
I did not know of such an incident, but wait, what start could be hot garbage that was a quality start?
Well, here's the thing. I'm told, Nico, and you might see this in your clubhouse, and now you'll know the answer. I'm told there are some T-shirts being made with that quote on it.
Damn, I'm completely dang. I missed this one. Holy.
Yeah, the quality start. It was 6 innings and 3 runs, 3 solo homers. I think it was the Marlins series, if memory serves. Here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's not. I remember. That's not hot garbage, right?
It's a quality start.
It's not. It's not, and J-Mo's not going out there saying that's exactly what I wanted to do when I took the mound, but he should take pride in his best, not having his best and still being good. It's a big, big deal. And it matters to the team. It matters to the next day. It matters to the health of the bullpen. And when you have an offense that's top whatever offense in baseball, you're going to win a lot of games with that start.
Yeah, and he's just going after people and mixing it up really well. He's pitching really, really well and healthy right now, isn't he?
Yep. He's a beast. Well, change up to lefties is a new weapon for him that, you know, he's added and learned to manipulate. And it's just fun to watch guys that love keep getting better.
Well, let me bring it all together here. It kind of sounds like we could talk to Rinales and say Jameson Taillon's garbage pizza.
The hot garbage. The hot garbage pie. Just a ridiculous combination. Triple cheese. Just sloppy.
That's amazing.
It could be entirely leftover based. It could be previous days, and it's not actually one type of pizza. It's random slices put together in a box. It's an assortment. It's the hot garbage. Still quality though.
Yes,
still quality.
Hot garbage quality pizza.
Now we're getting somewhere.
This is the way that a marketing meeting should go.
But all that said, Tell J-Mo to back off. All right, you're the only guy with a pizza right now. Let's get yours off the ground.
I like that Nico wants to share.
It's lovely.
No, I'll take the spotlight. It's mine.
Nico, have fun tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
See you, man.
It's Nico Horner.
Amazing.
I like that he likes to play.
Dude, not only does he like to play, he wants to ideate. He wants to sit around and come up with pizzas, you know? And think about it. To do his research on the pizza, he's like, who do I know who has had a pizza named after them with Rinaldi's? Oh, I know, Danny Parkins. So he reached out to Danny to see, like, how do I do this? I want to take it seriously. And I was talking to Danny the other day, and Danny said he woke up at 4 a.m. to go do his radio, his TV show, and he looked down at his phone, and Nico had been texting him about pizza. Incredible.
I like that Nico is, on one hand, taking it very seriously, and on the other hand, kind of not. He's found the perfect, like, middle ground on this, and I love it. It's great.
I'm right there with you, man.
Like, that's the way it should be.
Uh-huh.
Have a little bit of fun. Like, now, like, the idea of the Jameson Taillon garbage pizza
is incredible. The hot garbage quality pizza. Every slice is a different
experience, but it's all quality.
Quality start? That was not a quality start. Hot garbage. That's what Jameson Taillon was.
Oh, boy. That's just... It's an unfortunate moment, captured forever, that we have to do our part by replaying over and over and over again.
Quality start? That was not a quality start. Hot garbage. That's what Jameson Taillon was.
Okay, there's going to be some obvious t-shirts inside of the Cubs clubhouse,
oh,
I'm told.
I hope that is the case.
And now, like, the best... I love the idea of now Nico seeing the t-shirt and being like, oh, yeah, oh, the guys on the radio told me all about this.
That's right, yeah, the guy on the morning show. I understand. And so we were talking about your pizza. J-Mo, come here. We had an idea, you know?
And then it perpetuates itself.
Yes, clubhouse banter. I'm going to the game log because I know that Taillon, let's see. So that was the Marlins game.
So it was the three home runs that Dustino objected to?
Yeah, it was the three solo homers.
I get that, but it's solo homers. Those are the best type of homers.
I know, but to be honest, of course, and that's like the methodology is, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw strikes. I'm going to go after you and trust our defense and trust our offense. And that's what they tell you to do. That is exactly what they tell you to do. That's one thing. The other thing is that statistically, I learned this a long time ago, and I had to learn it. Len Casper was the one who taught it to me when I was railing on this very station one time about quality starts. Because I'm like, 4.5 ERA, what the hell? And Len texted me, he's like, hey, let's talk about that when you get a chance. And he educated me. He said, look at the leaderboard. Look at the leaderboard on quality starts. It's usually better than a quality start.
Right.
It's sometimes better. And even if it's not better, it's good enough to win many nights. And if it's 6 2/3, then the ERA is 4.07 or 3.97 or whatever. You know? So it's like, that's a statistical lesson that needs to be learned.
Yes. It's not that hard of a concept, honestly.
So since that start, Taillon went 7 innings of 4-hit, 1-run ball.
That's a quality start plus, I believe.
That, yes. And then 6 1/3, 4 hits, 1-run ball.
Quality start.
And then
quality start? That was not a quality start. Hot garbage. And that's what Jameson Taillon was.
No.
And then he went 6 1/3, 3 hits, 2 runs.
That's quality start.
Yeah, so there are 3 quality starts since then. And one of them, that's 7 innings, I always wanted this, the excellent start. I feel like that should be a stat. 7 innings, 2 runs.
Ooh, okay.
So, and then the gem.
We know some Sabre people.
Yeah.
Is throwing a Maddox?
But the gem is like, that gets stretched now.
So you're saying like a gem could be 7 2/3?
Or how about 8 innings, 1 run?
That would be.
Give that person a gem, you know? So, but 7 2, I want that to be the excellent start. Wouldn't that be cool to see the ES next to the QS?
We might as well.
I think so, too.
Why not? We know some people at Sabre. They sent us a book.
Yeah. That is true.
It's a very well-written book.
Alex, it's a readable book. Alex, call the Sabre people and get them all on the horn at
the
same
cyber time. People?
Yeah.
Okay, and the cyber people, because I got a computer problem.
Get Cyber Brad Biggs. He's busy today because the Bears are busy today.
The Bears are busy today. We might have some time later on in the show to hear how busy they are. But when we come back, Did the White Sox miss an opportunity that was taken away from them by someone who kept quiet and just kind of did their thing and then poof, got themselves a new stadium concept? We'll discuss next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.